Welcome to Lagniappe, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. Joining me in studio today, Joanne Deal, President and CEO of the Better Business Bureau of Northeast Louisiana, and Erica Goins, Accreditation Coordinator with the Bureau. Ladies, welcome. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Bob.
So, Joanne, as we wind through the tax deadline coming up this week, we'll get to that in just a minute, but also we want to be mindful with census forms, people returning those, and some things that may need to be aware of to make sure that they do have the right form that they're going to be sending in to be counted as the census begins to go door-to-door with enumerators wrapping up the mail-in portion.
That's correct. If you didn't do the 10-item census form, you can contact the Dallas office and or the local office. The census people are out in force. We actually have four or five packets that we have acquired, and we'll give away a census t-shirt if you come to the BBB office and get your census form. But we have gotten an email. We do need to let the community know that if you completed the form, there's a percentage of people who are going to get a community profile form, a second questionnaire where they need help. So if you're alarmed about that second questionnaire, there should be identifiers on it. Just make sure that you're dealing with the U.S. government census, not a scam.
Now, Erica, you're with the Better Business Bureau as accreditation coordinator. What does some of your work involve with the Bureau?
I work mostly with the businesses that are accredited with the Better Business Bureau. I help them understand what their role in the community as a accredited business is, and I also help them understand how they need to protect their business's identity.
And that's one of the big things, ladies, with the tax returns coming up, and there are a lot of things going on right now, Joanne, folks need to be aware of, especially as folks get hurried at this time, especially those who have not filed. And you may not be able to see it, but I am raising my hand. so there are things that people need to be aware of because they will hurry through things, and there may be some identity information that does not need to be put out there that, you know, folks are looking
Absolutely.
For.
Absolutely.
Oh, you can bet on that. There are two levels at which you can be scammed. If you filed electronically, you may fall susceptible to an email that comes back from tax-refunds@irs.gov. Be aware of that. That's definitely a scam. They actually started that scam in 2005, and it's apparently paying off because it's being repeated this year. So make sure that if you find that particular item in your email, which one came into the New Star just last Friday, that you do not respond or click on any of the links. And absolutely, if you're getting a refund, it does not cost money. If you're getting a refund and an email asks you to put in personal data, it's a scam. If they're asking you for your Social Security number in an email, it's a scam.
The IRS does not send emails.
That's right. But also in Amarillo, Texas, there's a group that are breaking into mailboxes, to U.S. postage drop boxes. Also, we have had people, have a report of people putting theirs to be picked up by their mail carrier, and they'll put their red flag up on their post office, on their home mailbox. Absolutely never during tax season or any other time should you write a check, put it in an envelope, and put it in your mailbox and put the flag up for the postal carrier to get it out of your mailbox. Someone else will get that out of your mailbox. It's very inexpensive to put a piece of tape over your check, over the signature on your check. Wash it with chemicals. It only takes a little bit of time and virtually no scientific background. And then somebody has a blank signed check on your account. So absolutely, make sure you take your income tax return to a post office and give it to a U.S. postal employee.
So, Erica, that's one of the things with some of these scams that are going on. It's important, as you mentioned, you know, some of the guidelines in the businesses that are involved with the BBB, that if they come across anything, they kind of in turn return that information to you so
Absolutely.
That you can put the word out, just basically keeping the lines of communication open.
Absolutely. That is exactly what we do, and that is why we are there, and that's why we encourage anybody to call us. And if you get the emails, always mark them as spam, because that puts them on a block sender list, and it doesn't necessarily stop them from coming through, but it also reports it to your internet provider that it's been a spam email.
Right. Speaking with Joanne Deal, President and CEO of the Better Business Bureau of Northeast Louisiana, and Erica Goins, Accreditation Coordinator. Joanne, there is an event coming up that we want to let folks know about.
Absolutely. Ties into the IRS records retention schedule. Mm-hmm. It's the BBB Secure Your ID Day. It's right. In coordination in the spring, always with Earth Day. And we do it as a fundraiser with ARCO. ARCO is has a shred destruction center on Cypress Street in West Monroe. And Missy Fleming is the coordinator for that event on the ARCO side. In our office, Melanie Johns, Erica Goins, and Peggy Hatton will answer the phone and give you specifics about packaging materials to be shredded, but that's a very important event. We have the IRS record retention schedule magnet to give out to anyone who's interested, because you do need to know what documents to keep and which ones to shred and when.
That's one of those things a lot of times you think, is it 3 years or is it 5 years that I have to keep these documents? So really with the schedule, that'll definitely help out folks in knowing when they can go ahead and get rid of those documents that are no longer needed.
Absolutely.
So there's also, you have that event going on, also golf tournament coming up, correct?
Absolutely. An FUND fundraiser, mm-hmm. the Torch Classic. And I'll let Erica talk about all the fun she's had gathering our sponsors for that.
Well, we're looking forward to it. It's going to be on June the 4th this year at Frenchman's Bend. It's a 1 o'clock shotgun start. We have very happily brought aboard Skint and Dent, mm-hmm. and also Care Solutions as our top sponsors.
Mm-hmm. So we will definitely look forward to that and also have more information on that event coming up. Joanne, Erica, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Bob.
You can hear this and other Lanyap podcasts by visiting the Listening Room online at kedm.org.